There are global economic ripples this morning from those Australian floods.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning to you. I'm Bob Moon in for Steve Chiotakis. Now the global perspective, when we take a look at what's happening in business and economics at the intersection of the U.S. and the rest of the world. Prices for some global commodities have spiked as much as 20% in recent days as flooding continues to ravage northern Australia. As waters recede in some areas there, farmers are returning to their land to find entire crops wiped out. From Sydney, Stuart Cohen reports the ripples will likely be felt far beyond Australia's borders.
At this busy supermarket in Sydney, the price of fresh fruit and vegetables hasn't gone up just yet. But like the slow-moving floodwaters in Queensland to the north, shoppers know it's coming. All they can do is wait.
There's not a lot you can do, especially with fresh goods, and that's what I buy mostly of. So fruit, vegetables, and meat, they go up, then I pay more.
Floodwaters have left orchards of mangoes, melons, and bananas coated in thick mud. So prices of those fruits are expected to quadruple and possibly stay that way for months. The prices of wheat and other grains are also expected to spike. John Cummings is head of the National Retail Grocers Association.
That's a huge effect on a whole pile of different products. Pumpkin has doubled in price in the last 5 days. Some fruits we won't see this summer. They're finished.
Queensland is a major exporter of wheat, sugar, and coal. That could affect everything from the price of candy to the price of steel in the U.S. Wheat prices are reportedly already up as a result. In Sydney, I'm Stuart Cohen for Marketplace.
A merger between two of the world's most famous car companies has moved one step closer to reality. The German automakers Volkswagen and Porsche are now more likely to tie the knot following a decision by an American court. With us to discuss this is European correspondent Stephen Beard. Good morning, Stephen.
Hello, Bob.
So how could a court ruling here in the U.S. allow for a European merger?
Okay, well, a group of hedge funds were suing Porsche in the U.S. for more than $2 billion. What happened was this. Porsche, the relatively small German sports car maker, was trying audaciously to take over Europe's biggest car manufacturer, VW. Porsche covertly bought shares in VW at a time when many hedge funds were betting that VW shares would go down. The hedge funds lost a bundle. But their lawsuit for damages in the US has now been dismissed, and that removes a big obstacle to what is now the planned merger between VW and Porsche.
I can never figure it out. I say Porsche, you say Porsche. So in this merger, who's going to be in the driver's seat?
Well, definitely VW is the much bigger group. This battle has been, to some extent, a personal struggle between the CEO of Porsche and the key executive running VW. I've just been talking to auto analyst Jürgen Pieper in Frankfurt, who's been telling me about this battle.
It's really a fight for power of two men, if you want. Both are really alpha persons.
alpha males.
Alpha males, yeah, absolutely.
He says VW doesn't really need another sports car company, but this merger will at least end this long-running battle and swat this rather irritating smaller company that's been bugging it.
Stephen Beard in London, thank you.
Okay, Bob.
Let's do the numbers. Stocks are up 2% in London this morning. Not so much in Paris, a little better than 0.5% higher there. Frankfurt's DAX is up a smaller fraction. Asian stocks closed higher today. The Dow kicks off this morning from a gain of 93 points yesterday.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by MassMutual, offering Save the Game, a financial literacy app for children designed for iPod Touch and iPhone, available on the App Store. And by Reputation Defender, monitoring, protecting, and helping improve your online reputation while deleting personal data from websites that sell it. ReputationDefender.com.
If you really want to know what's going on in the world, follow the money. And if you want to follow the money, you'll need to go where the people are. A higher birth rate produces rising numbers of consumers. And a new analysis of world population trends suggests global economic power is shifting toward Asia. Timothy Homan of Bloomberg News rounded up the facts and figures on populations around the globe. He joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you.
You went through a lot of data on world populations, and it seems Asia's the big winner here. Is there something special about Asia's population that makes for a bright future?
Well, the fact that they have such large populations over there allows for a larger labor force, and that means lots of workers. And not only has it been attractive for companies in those countries, but it's been very attractive for companies in sort of the Western world. That means lots of dollars are flowing into those countries, and they just have more money to spend than they would have otherwise.
Well, we've watched a rivalry emerge in the past few years between these two growing economic powers, China and India. How do population patterns play into that rivalry?
India has seen its population increase at a faster rate. They don't have the one-child policy that China does. And that just means that they're able to attract more foreign investment because foreign companies know that there will always be this sort of replenishing supply in the labor force.
You point out a few developed nations where the populations are actually contracting. What is that going to mean for their position in the global economy?
That's going to mean that they're going to have a harder time supporting their aging population. If you don't have younger workers entering the workforce, then you have a hard time supporting people through the equivalent of Social Security. A lot of these countries are going to have to be looking to outside labor, and that means they might have to sort of relax their immigration policies.
I have to ask about us, as in U.S.
Yes.
What are the population trends here, and how might they relate to our future growth?
The U.S. has one of the lowest median age, about 39.6 in the U.S., and that's going to be younger than China in about the next 20 years. What it means is that the population growth in the U.S. is actually going to be buoyed by this higher fertility rate. It means that we will sort of stay in the number three position population-wise for about the next 40 years.
The fountain of youth right here.
Yes.
Timothy Homan is a reporter for Bloomberg. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Finally, it's day four now of Apple's iPhone glitch. There are still reports from tech writers and iPhone users around the world that the gizmo's alarms are failing to go off. Just for the record, you iPhone users, it's January 4th, 2011.
Wake up!
I'm Bob Moon in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
You know how when you call customer service and you get a robot on the other end of the line? Turns out the sound of that voice actually matters.
Voice quality does play a role in the initial perceptions of whether or not a problem will be resolved.
I'm Kai Rizdal, improving the automated experience and the rest of the day's business news next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.